Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T, Jamieson, J-A-M-I-E-S-O-N, 12790, 33-year-old young man, comes in with nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. Patient is since 4 o'clock this morning. Nausea, vomiting. He hasn't had any diarrhea, but he feels like if he went to the bathroom, he would. He received both Zofran 4 milligram and Phenagan 25 milligram, both IM. Period. He's been on some kind of eye drops, Claritin and doxycycline for his pink eye, COVID immunization, non-allergy, non-medical problems, Barrett's esophagus surgery. As a child, he had a gastrostomy placed, but that hasn't been the case and has not used it, of course, for years. Social, married, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Family history, grandparents with diabetes, mom and dad healthy, no cancer. Review of system, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, sweating, not severe vomiting to the point that he can't, he's retching now, bile, no diarrhea yet, but he feels like he can have diarrhea, muscle aches, no chest pain, no shortness of breath, no fever, no hematemesis, no hematochism, no seizure convulsion, 231 pounds, 99%, 98, 20, 78, 133 over 71. Heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen, tenderness noted throughout the abdomen, what's going on, focus, skin shows, nausea, around mucosa with tiny lesion. Number one, abdominal pain. Number two, nausea, vomiting, intractable. Number three, minimal response to Zofran, 4 milligrams / Phenagan, 25 milligram. Numbers. Next number, because the patient's severe abdominal pain, she needs to go to the emergency room now. Next number is abdominal ultrasound was non-revealing. Gallbladder was dilated, but normal. Next number, finding disgust with wife. Next number is wife realizes that this is IV fluid needed, abdominal, and as well as blood work, amylase, lipase, and a CT scan, and that's why he's being transferred to the hospital now. Thank you.